So it is a purpose resolution?
Yeah, it is. I don't, oh, sorry. It wasn't stapled to yours. Here.
Should that say June 15th at the top of this too?
This one does. This one does. I caught that right before we left.
Okay, so let me just, I'll read this. Thank you, I didn't have this front page. Meadowtown Resolution 2604 for the modification of rates and fees. Whereas City Council of Meadow does hereby find as follows, rates and fees must be reviewed and revised, and rates and fees schedules required. Wherefore be resolved that the Meadowtown Council, Miller, Utah, Tessic rates and fees schedule on Attachment A will be adopted and assessed, and that a modification that to add, and that's what's here. Therefore, it would be a complaint. So that's what we just talked about. So, Jim, yay or nay?
Yay.
Robert?
Yay.
Sonny?
Yay.
Justin?
Yay.
Can I just get you guys to sign that as that comes around? You know, so that resolution would pass. So I want to mention one more thing as we get into other business. I spent an hour talking with County Commissioner Bill Wright about the garbage transfer fee. He knows emphatically that I'm not happy, that Meadowtown's not happy, that other municipality, other transfer stations around the county have different amenities than we have, and we want those. I was very clear. I told him I was not happy with the manager over that program, that he wasn't very responsive, and he said he was going to talk to me. He did offer that Meadowtown could have a, thank you, we could bring a roll-off dumpster in town as part of a spring cleanup, fall cleanup, summer cleanup. So if we want to bring a roll-off dumpster in from the county sanitation, we could park it here on the corner. We could park it in that lot next to Town Hall behind me, that people could put limbs and branches in. They could put stuff in there. So if we want to do that, we can, and I'm happy to coordinate that through Commissioner Bill Wright.
Is that a one-time thing?
I think we could kind of do it annually. We'd like to stand up. I've probably offended John, but I guess that's why I got elected to stand up for Meadowtown. And I told the commissioner we weren't happy. I don't think we were getting the service we needed. And he offered an olive branch of, hey, let's get you guys a dumpster out there for, we'd set it up for 2 weeks or something. People could fill it up as they clean their yards or whatever, and we'd go away, and then we could try that again next year. So I'm happy to do that, but I wanted to talk with Tayon. Liz mentioned that earlier. Why don't we get a raw assumption for a spring cleanup? I think I found an avenue we can do that.
Could you put
it out
where you can ramp it up if people can get into it?
So, so that I'm willing to try that if it's worth it. I'm afraid, just like down at the transfer station, people are going to come drop their junk next to it. They're not going to take the responsibility to load it. I don't know if we're going to get swing open doors. I don't know what that'll look like. We've never done this. I don't know if we've had that in 15 years I've been here. But I think we've found a path to do that. It may just take some effort on our parts to kind of place and keep that cleaned up while it's here and then it'll go away.
I think it's great. Is it
going to
be an extra cost or are we paying for this?
I don't think it's going to be extra cost. And I'm happy to negotiate that, but he didn't indicate that it would be an extra cost and thought he could help us figure out some of that solution. Which kind of takes some pressure off of their transfer station. People are putting it into that dumpster. Someone had literally leaned a mattress up against the sign down there and said, no mattresses. I'm sure they're not from metal and they wouldn't do that. So I'm happy to do that, but I wanted to touch base with you because that could invite some unintended consequences. But if you're willing to try it, I'm happy to try and figure that out.
I think it's a great idea.
Yeah.
Okay. You have a preference? You want to put it in the lot behind me? You want to put it in this lot next to the fire station?
Just to the east side here?
Yeah. I think if we put it here, we're going to pick up some through traffic, you know, that comes through. If we put it in town, we get less out-of-town traffic.
Yeah. Yeah, I was just you know, if usually if you're putting stuff in a big dumpster, you want to get your pickup close to it.
So just right behind the sidewalk, kind of by town hall, so they can just pull right close to it?
Yeah. Or down, I mean, we've got the facilities, the transfer station with the...
That's county.
Yeah, that's 100% counties. I tell them they have to be. Okay, I'll work with John on that. Secondly, I got a phone call a couple times. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we need to make sure that the town residents knew that that was there, and to please use it, take your stuff there, that it would be there for a period of time.
Yeah, it'll be an open and closed date. Yeah. We can post something in the post office, and we can put something on our social media page.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know when it'll happen, but I'll look. I did call and speak with Sheriff Jacobson this last month. There was a local complaint about the rate of speed right here from this intersection as it goes through that little jog out to get on the front end. And the sheriff has had some of his deputies out there, sitting right there. He did promise to bring in one of those little portable speed things. We haven't seen that yet, but I think it's only been 2 weeks. So just so you know, I have asked for the sheriff to come out and give us some additional speed patrol there. We have seen some deputies out there. I hope to continue to see some more. And he did promise one of those signs. I think anybody that romps on their truck for two houses to hit that curve at 40 or 50 or 60 miles an hour is probably not going to pay attention to the unmanned sign. But that's what we have. So just know that we've put in that request. We've seen some response. We're hoping for some more. And I've invited Pat Bennett to come in and talk for just a minute. Thanks for being patient down at the end. He's got just a few pieces to talk about the EMT program and what that will do to us.
Yeah. So this is Lindsay Mitchell. She's the EMS director for the county. We've got a new legislation that came in last year that affects all municipalities as far as essential service contracting was required there. They've now tied the EMS licensing to having those agreements in place. So that works.
So House Bill 303 in 2021 made EMS an essential service just like fire and law enforcement. And within that bill it said that the municipalities and entities would contract with EMS services, but it didn't really take off and it didn't come in. What was all tied into those bills? So they now came out with Senate Bill 215, which tied back to my license. So in order for me to be licensed this year, I have to have those contracts in place with all the municipalities. So what we're asking, what that would entail is the city can put out an RFP for service, or the county is offered to put it out for all the municipalities within the county since we service the county. With that, we could have Gold Cross or somebody come in and submit an RFP. We're hoping it'll be Miller County Ambulance that this will continue to provide the services. We feel that we're rural enough that probably nobody's going to want to come in. It's not real lucrative. It's kind of a money-losing business. So that's where we're at with that. Our licensure is in August. We reviewed the license in December, but because the IPP ambulance is in August, they moved ours up to August and we can get everyone on the same certification scale. So basically what we're here tonight to present is the offer from the county's commission to put out the RFP on behalf of the county. And what that would do is they put out the RFP, we get the responses, they make the selection, and then we would come back around with another letter that gave your blessing on their selection.
So, Lindsay, let me see if I can put words in your mouth. We have Meadowtown has two options. We can either solicit EMS services on our own, or we could join with other municipalities and the county as a countywide EMS, which effectively mimics what we have today.
Exactly, yeah. 100% the same thing.
Service doesn't change. This is just really what this seems to be is a law that was passed for urban environments where you have multiple EMS service providers.
that compete with each other over this. And so for a place up north, it makes sense to say, okay, the municipality should put out and have that fair selection process. While the rural areas, we have one provider, right? So we have to abide by urban law now in rural areas. And so this doesn't make a lot of sense for us, but what other counties have done as well is the same thing. They partner together with the incorporated areas of the county to put out the RFP together. That way it streamlines the process so we don't have Meadow and Kanawha, Holden and Fillmore all putting out their own RFPs and have to go through that selection process for each one. All we have is, and Lindsay has a sample deferral letter that you would essentially say, okay, we're okay with Boone County putting out that RFP on our behalf so we can go through this process together. And we're not asking any money, we're not changing any of the services, this is just to get that agreement in place so that we have the
license. So we can
so this is what I'm saying, administrative. We're not, right? I mean, I think we all need to be on the same page, at least the majority of us, but this is not a new funding stream or expense stream. This is just how we work with the county.
Formalized the arrangement that we've already got.
So it's basically just saying that Middle Town will use the services of Miller County.
Yes.
Or the county's
How long is the contract for?
This one will be just over 2 years because Scipio ambulance license is in 2028.
So if we want out, if we want to have the Meadow ambulance service, we can do that in 2 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your plan is a massive growth.
But that's an option, and I mean within that time, it all goes by in the same license. But yeah, in 2 years, we'll be coming back around asking the same questions.
And after that, because we're trying to get everybody in the county on the same relicensing cycle, it goes 4 years normally.
Yeah.
So after we get everybody on the same cycle, then we'll get 4 years.
That's our goal.
Any opposition to this?
And no cost.
Yeah,
no cost. And that's the nice thing about our EMS service is it is an enterprise fund. Those funds comes out of general tax dollars, and it pays for itself.
Yeah.
Those inter-facility transfers that they do from IH to the other facilities really are what pays for the service.
Yeah, we're strictly, we take no tax dollars from any citizen of the Miller County at this point. In the future, that could change. I mean, volunteerism is dead, as you guys know, with the fire departments and stuff, and we struggle hard to keep ambulance service going. So we're fighting that fight. Just for a heads up, what we're looking at in the future, we don't want to come to any of the municipalities and say, hey, you're going to have to pay us now for services. Our intentions and what we're looking at is it's a rural hospital tax, and I know, don't shoot me, a tax. What it does is it adds up to 1% on prepared foods. So if you have prepared foods at your gas stations, your fast food, you'll add a little bit there. But that hits everyone traveling I-15. It doesn't hit your gas, it doesn't hit your groceries, it just hits that. And 35% of the folks that we transport are out-of-county residents traveling through. So that's our goal, and that's the way we want to move forward in the future. And when we do this, we'll need the support of all the towns and help get that tax to pass when it comes up on the ballot. I don't expect to see that until at least 2027, maybe 2028. But that's what we're looking at, just so we're an open book of what we want to do in the future. We don't want to put any more financial burden on the small
communities. Any concerns with that, Justin, Jim?
No.
Sonny?
No.
Okay. Yep.
So I've got this letter, and then here's the law, if you wanted to read up on the law. I can also email it to someone. I've got a digital copy, so you can just change whatever pertinent.
Okay.
Do you want to text me?
Yes,
or not?
I will.
And I'll get that back to you tomorrow. And if there's, I mean, is there any questions or concerns with the ambulance service that we've been providing or anything of that nature,
never had to use it.
Good, good.
But you're very, I have, well, my children have, and I was very thankful for the people that showed up when we needed them.
So, I mean, we want to be open relationships, and so if there's a problem or if you guys see something that's going on that needs to be addressed, please reach out. We want to provide the best service as possible.
Thank you. Thanks for what you do.
Okay.
Thanks, Pat. Thanks for coming out. And Pat, you heard what I said about the speeding, right? Thank you. Any other business? You have a motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion to adjourn. Thanks for coming out.